Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this live presentation for the Spiritual Abundance Course members. For the next 30 minutes, we'll be sharing journeys, energizing our goals and dreams, and getting into the flow of inspiration, affirmation, and blessings that are waiting for us all. Get ready for a fun and fabulous session. Here are Deb and Jean.
Well, hello, everyone.
I have to say that has been my earworm since yesterday's Blog Talk.
I woke up this morning with a grade 7 song in my head from our choir class.
Well, that's amazing.
Pedro the Fisherman.
Okay.
He was always whistling such a happy song.
Bless Pedro's body.
It's amazing what our brains do while we're vacant.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Deb.
And Jean.
Welcome to our last session of our spiritual radical, I don't even know what to call it.
28 Days of Prosperity.
That's the one, Radical Prosperity. And
oh,
we are, I know, the month has flown, and we have been very thankful for the emails that we've gotten, the questions that we've received.
Thank you so much.
It really helps us to know how to better gear the lessons. And you know, this is just the beginning. It's a 28-day course, but it's been very intensive. We know some of you are still working through the lessons from even a few weeks ago. So don't worry. It's all good. We've got to go at our own pace.
All things in their own time.
Can't rush it. And really, we've been doing the prosperity programs together for like 13 years. And every time we do one, we learn something new or we get a new perspective on things.
Deeper insights.
And every time we do one of these, you know, things pick up. We energize and it works. So we're considering, like maybe once a month or every couple of weeks, having a session where we all come together and energize each other's goals. Maybe even at like a 15-minute, 20-minute gathering of all the people who have taken this course in the past, dozens of people, because when we're left on our own. Sorry?
A lot more than dozens.
Oh, yeah. Dozens and dozens. When we're left on our own, we kind of slide back to default.
That's
and,
right.
You know, it's nice. It's like when you go to Weight Watchers, you got to step on that scale. You got to keep you honest. When
or AA, you know, you go to meetings.
Yep, forever. We're humans like to work in groups. We like to be in community. So we have our alumni of the Radical Abundance, Radical Prosperity courses, our birth shops going way back. And, mm-hmm. you know, we've all learned the technique of energizing, and we all have become really good, a lot of us, at manipulating energy and sending it and receiving it, and you're going to get better all the time. So we'll let you know, but I think Blog Talk is a great venue, and we can all gather as a global community to come together with our hopes and our dreams and send love to the planet as well.
And support each other. If you are not on our newsletter, make sure that you have subscribed so that you'll find out more about this as it
develops. Stay tuned for further details. But we come to the end of something and we just want to keep it going. That's what it is.
I'm so sorry. I took a yawn break.
She really did. I'm sitting here watching her.
Well, all right.
I'm feeling like I'm boring you.
I was up till nearly 5 o'clock in the morning on spider patrol. There was a spider in my bedroom, and it was moving quickly. And having a pathological fear of spiders, I could not rest until it had gone, and it was not willing to do so quickly. So I apologize. I am indeed. It has been a long day for me.
It has been a long day with very little sleep. So you're forgiven for yawning.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Goodness.
So we
gracious.
Finished the class.
Yes.
Today is the last day.
Mm-hmm.
Most of you are not actually on the last day material.
That's true.
And that's A-OK. But the important thing is that you have made a start. Hopefully you are continuing to work along with the materials that you have been given. And remember that it isn't a matter of 28 days to the lottery. You know?
I wish.
Yeah, wouldn't that be lovely?
Mm-hmm.
It is not that simple. And if it were, the results would be far less satisfying.
Well, that's true. I mean, we're very paradoxical beings. We want it now, but when it comes now, it scares us to death. You know?
And we don't know how to handle it.
And we don't know how to handle it. So this whole idea of shifting your thinking and looking at your beliefs and learning about energy, learning about manipulating our thoughts and putting it out there, it takes time to develop all that. And many of you, as you're going through, it's new, and we've been hearing that for some of you, it's been a challenge. You know, you're wading through stuff that has been forgotten about or not thought about, and now it's pulling up maybe some unpleasant things too. So, all of that takes time. You can't just break through that in an hour or 2 hours. It takes some time to unpack it and to let it settle.
And when you say that we've come upon things that are perhaps less pleasant, unpleasant things, sometimes those are realizations about ourselves. Because when you begin working on any kind of a spiritual program, what you can be confident of is that your higher self will reveal to you elements that represent a lesson you have to learn, a flaw that needs to be addressed,
I hate
an attitude.
When that happens.
As we've been working through it, I can't tell you how much forgiveness work I have done this month,
mm-hmm.
and how much frustration I have gone through because, things I thought I had dealt with come back up, and doggone it, they don't excite the same old response.
I get caught up with comparative.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I work and I work and I work and I try so hard, blah, 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 oh, poor pity party me. And, I think of somebody that I hear of, well, they've just launched a business and they're just going gangbusters. And I think, wait a minute, I'm working the law of attraction. I'm passionate about what I do. Why am I not going gangbusters?
For me, it's judgment.
Mm.
I'll say I won't identify anybody, but I enrolled in a program this week and got the materials. And I mean to tell you, I come at this as a career teacher. So when I plunk my money, cash on the barrelhead there, and I get my coursework, and I look at it and realize how inadequate it is,
mm-hmm.
immediately comes up my judgment. I can't believe that someone who presents as a spiritual teacher would unload such weak material without citations, without references,
mm-hmm.
without instructions, and call that a course.
Wow.
So for me, it becomes a matter of judgment. You're making how many of these have you sold? It becomes very much for me like the emperor has no clothes.
Yeah.
And everyone who's bought into the program and the guy is now busy promoting the guy, woman, in order to make themselves look better, I guess. But
yeah,
I will be getting a refund, by the way. We're going to test that guarantee.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, sure, because there's so many things. We're very grateful that you all have trusted us. You've perhaps come to know us. You've entrusted.
And I'm sure it works for good in the lives of others.
Yeah.
It's just I'm not a good match for that material.
Little disclaimer from Jean. But
judgment.
It's true. We do the little courses all the time. We find something of interest, we'll pick up a book, and I can't tell you how many times it's like lunch bag let down.
Oh my gosh.
I'm really hoping that for you listening, this course has not been that for you. We try so hard to follow the angels' instructions and directions.
We are balancing. We are creatures of spirit and creatures of body, you know,
yes.
Earth and heaven. And the earthly model is, have you got a lot to say? Don't put it all in one book. Make 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 books out of it and sell each one for $30 a piece, and you got something going here.
Mm.
And that's the way the earthly model works. That's the way the publishing houses work. They've got to make livings. They provide a living for, you know, many, many people.
That's true.
And that's all good. The angels have a different idea. They keep telling us, you know, make it in one fell swoop. You've got it, you know.
Move on.
Move on. You know, and when we've done that, we end up with this massive 12-week program for prosperity, which is wonderful. And who can keep up with it?
Yeah.
You know, there's too much material. It takes too long to go through this. Too much here. It's so concept
dense. It works.
It works, but it is very concept dense.
Yeah.
It is time-consuming on our part. It is time commitment on their part. So it hasn't really been as popular as the angels, you know, as we would have hoped, working with the angels, because that is a beautiful ideal. You know, you spend your $30, you get the whole book, and you're done.
Mm-hmm.
You've got everything you need right here. Maybe a workshop to help you with parts of it, for those who like to have the hands-on teaching kind of thing.
Yeah.
But human beings look at the volume of material, and they just begin to wilt.
275 pages.
So it becomes a real juggling act for me, and I apologize to my workshop, my program teacher, you know, maybe that's where this person is. It becomes a real juggling act to find out how much material you can give somebody before you overwhelm them,
mm-hmm.
and yet maintain value for the dollar spent.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, value plus, so that people are getting more than the value of the cost of the program, because that's really the ideal, particularly if you're working a spiritual kind of program.
Mm-hmm.
But all of that, we're going to push that off to the side, because the point was that we come up against unpleasant truths about ourselves. And I keep getting hit in the head with the fact that, Jean, you are one judgmental bleep. You really, you know, I keep hitting things where I'm like, oh, my God. And it's comparing, as you say, Deb. You know, I should be a blooping millionaire. You know, especially when it comes to artwork. Lord, I go to Etsy and think, how is it
that person sold 49 things?
42,000 prints of a toenail, and here I am.
And yet, you know, it goes back to the earlier lessons. There's plenty for all. And that's been what I've been working on this time we've done the course. There's plenty for all.
And
my goodness is here.
And we have to work on what gives us the joy. You know, when you're doing mm-hmm. what you love, you never work a day in your life. And that's where we have to be. What are we doing it for? What is the reason that I paint? If I'm painting because it makes me happy,
mm-hmm.
then it doesn't matter if anyone buys it or not. And I've
well,
got
yeah.
several that I've put up at prices no one will pay because I don't want to sell them.
Yeah.
But I do want to show what I can do.
Yes.
You know, what is the purpose? And when it comes to prosperity work, the same thing. If you are taking a class so that in 28 days you're going to win the lottery, you are doomed to disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are taking the class because you want to live a more abundant life, a more prosperous life, and remember that that means not money, but enough of everything. It means peace. It means love. It means health. It means happiness. It means meaningful work. It means a vibrant spirituality. It means going through your days in a peaceful, harmonious, optimistic manner. And, yeah, having enough money. If you're looking for that, then you're in the right place. But the sad truth is that you're not going to get it in 28 days. In 28 days, you get a good, hard kick at the can, and you should be seeing some result in terms of feeling better about yourself, feeling better about your life, learning about yourself, learning the unpleasant truth, you know, like me, Jean, you're so judgmental, my gosh. You know, that is growth. That's gold. You know, Jean, you still have to forgive. Well, I already forgave them is where I was, you know, a month ago. I already forgave these people.
Mm-hmm.
And now I realize that, you know, there's still some anger there. I need to work on that. I need to root that out. And that is worth everything. Because when you find out what you're missing, then you can take care of that need, and now you're ready to go. when I was teaching, kids would get their English papers back from me, and they'd think, oh, it's bleeding here, you know, so much red ink. And I tell them, but that's good, because now we know what you need to know. If you had skated by, then you'd go on making the same old mistakes, and because they weren't enough, nobody bothered to tell you, you know? I mean, come on. In fact, I I had a woman in my writing group. We critique each other's work. And she had written in her flash fiction, all right, written as one word with one L, which is not standard English. That in North America, that is not the accepted way to say all right. All right is two words.
Mm-hmm.
That's an overgeneralization from already, and it's persistent from the time before we even had a standardized spelling at all, which is fairly recent in our literary history. So when I mentioned that to her gently, she was upset. She did not want to hear that. And that's fine, except she is preparing a manuscript for publication, for submission for publication. Editors are not going to be swayed by her argument that she likes to think of this word and this, you know, all right meaning okay, and then A-L-L-R-I-G-H-T as meaning everything is okay. You know, we're splitting hairs here,
mm-hmm.
you know, fighting to be right. And I can understand that, but an editor will not be swayed, and it will color how they look at her manuscript. And this is where we are in prosperity work. We fight for our errors. We fight for our misinterpretations. We fight to be worried. We fight to be angry. We fight to be judgmental. It's hard to let all that go. But if we want to live a prosperous, abundant life, securely, that's not going to be up and down, ebb and flow, wild fluctuations. If we really want that kind of peaceful life, then these are things that we need to get rid of. And here's the thing. If we get rid of those, we're not going to care whether we have the money or not, because we're going to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what we're really looking for. At the heart of the abundant life is happiness. And when you are happy, whether you've got, you know, whether you're like the guy in the Mitford book, the hobo, who lived in a little shack. He had two pairs of pants, one to wash and one to wear. And when he received a box, he had three pairs of pants, and he said he couldn't deal with the extra work. Now he had to store one. No. So he gave it away to someone who needed it. But he was happy. And everyone in town, the ministers would go and speak to this guy because he knew he was blessed. He had a place. He had a bed. He had heat in the winter. In the summer, he had the trees to cool him. You know, he had plenty for himself and his dog in terms of food, and he was a happy man. I'm not suggesting that prosperity means giving up everything, going out to live in the woods. But if you're happy, you're not going to be fretting that you don't have that third, you know, outfit, you know, or the latest pair of shoes, or, you know, I have to get the latest model car, or the, you know. When we're happy, things begin to assume a different priority. And that is worth gold. So when you're working on prosperity, it becomes a matter of learning how to live a life that demonstrates a serene attitude, a peaceful attitude, a forgiving attitude, a generous, compassionate attitude. And when you've got that, then everything else is going to work out, because the opposite of all that is ill health, you know. Crack a book, boy. There are all kinds of studies to show what stress and unforgiveness can do to a person's body in terms of hormones that are being created and released and wear and tear on the heart and other organs, etc. When you live the opposite of that prosperous attitude, then you're going to pay for it not only in your body, but in your relationship. You're going to pay for it in the enjoyment that you miss out every day.
Mm-hmm.
And it will translate into money, you know, getting spent on a quick fix to make you feel a little better for a while, because underneath it all, you're so unhappy.
Boy.
Mm-hmm. So I guess when we think prosperity.
You said a mouthful. I'm digesting that. That was very well put.
And I have to tell you, I really want to argue with all of it. Because Jean is one judgmental old girl. But it isn't a truth that I want to believe. I want to believe that I can be angry and, you know, yell at the driver who cut me off and, you know, sulk and be in a bad frame of mind and still draw prosperity. And that's not going to work. It isn't going to work. We have to be more Pollyanna-ish and find good and spend our day in grateful appreciation.
Yeah.
And if that's all that you take away from 28 days is learning to reframe all day long. Reframe, reframe, reframe. Look at that bit. That person must be in a hurry. I have compassion for that person. I bless them to their good. Their good is not in my lane of traffic. I bless them to their good now. You know, turn off of the next exit. I bless them off the next exit. You know, but I mean, reframe, reframe, reframe. Put yourself in the other guy's shoes. Forgive, forgive, forgive.
Well, we have to, at the heart of it all, remember about the law of attraction, the law of reciprocity. You know, I believe in karma. So when we're putting out the negative judgment or the jealousy or the, you know, the comparative stuff out there, we're not in a vein of positive embrace of life. We come out on the shorter end of the stick in our view. And really, as I used to tell people, you know, you think you're having a bad day? Go and sit with somebody in ICU.
Mm.
Go and you know, visit somebody in the nursing home.
Go look at the people living under the bridge.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. There's always going to be someone way worse off than us. You know, even if we think we have nothing, even if we're living in a cardboard box, well, you're right, there's the colony under the bridge. So it's a matter of keeping it all in perspective. What is it that you want? What are your goals? You know, live in that joyful anticipation that as you work the law of attraction, as you do your daily work, as you count your blessings, as you put into play a lot of the techniques, all of the techniques that you've been reading about, that you've been learning about, that we've offered, sooner or later, it's going to come back. It's going to come back with showers of abundance and blessing. It will.
In all kinds of, and leave room for it to come back to you in the way that is best.
Mm-hmm.
Put that in the hands of your higher self, in the hands of loving creator, in the hands of wherever, you know, you believe it to be. But let go. In the material, it was pointed out to me, I said, do it without an expectation regarding the time frame. And really what you want to do is do it without an expectation of how it's going to look. I mean, we all saw in The Secret, the guy lived in the very same house that was on his vision board.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that. He worked with that doggone thing, and he didn't even recognize the house.
That always
working on it day after day, and he didn't recognize. Okay, well, whatever. But that is not the norm. That's a wonderful story, but that is not the norm. Often what people say, and I think more often by far what people say is, I got even better than what I wanted. I didn't get what I wanted. I got better than what I wanted.
That's true.
And so we have to leave the door open for that. And so when I tell you or when Deborah tells you, you know, be careful around expectation. Don't limit it. This or something better. Because what loving creator has in mind for us is always better than what we could imagine for ourselves.
That is a brilliant ending to anything. This or something better.
Mm-hmm.
Because
thank you, Catherine Ponder.
That's right, because it really puts us in a place of, and what you point out about letting go, I am a bulldog, and, you know, sometimes, Jean's laughing, sometimes it's really hard to let it go, and I'm looking under the pot lid, you know.
Well, you're analytical.
Is it boiling yet? Is it
boiling
yet?
But you people who are analytical, it is much more difficult because you're used to managing, you're used to expediting, you're used to using all those wonderful, airy mental qualities, you know, evaluation, judgment, hypothesis, you know, trial and error, you know, gauging results, projecting. I mean, you do all that kind of stuff because those are all mental analytical qualities. And you've got those in triplicate. I am lucky. I am the harmless idiot child. Oh, c'est la vie. You know, we'll work on it. We'll see what happens. You know, it's easier for me to let go because if you want me to analyze something, I would really rather go beat my head against the wall for an hour.
It's true. I've seen her do it. Or against the keyboard. Yeah.
Against the keyboard, yeah.
No.
You know, so for those people like you, Deb, who are analytical, you just have to analyze the other side of things. Thanks, John. You've been analyzing your results. And what John is telling you, John's my angel, what John is saying is you're analyzing the wrong side. Analyze how well you're following the practice. Turn your head the other direction so that when you're analyzing and a result comes up that you do not like, then take a mental step back. What have I been energized? I see what I did. Okay. And then go in the direction of what you want.
Well, that's a good idea. Thank you, John. Fabulous.
So, Pollyanna, live with intention, live knowingly, choosing to find good. And I don't care how bad it is, you can find good in it. You can find good in it. A friend of mine has been dealing with cancer since 2009. And bless her heart, I want to enjoy my life. Every day is a gift. It's a blessing. How many times have I heard her say that? I can't even begin to tell you. And yet she's watching her life, well, it might not wind down, but it seems to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and yet, you know, her thoughts are on enjoying, 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 and appreciating.
And giving.
And giving, very much so. And if she can be in that place, in the midst of chemo and pain and all this other stuff that goes along with it, then we can too. And I'm not saying that in as, you know, guilt, oh, shame on you for not being there. I'm saying this is an example. There is always good to be found.
That's right.
No matter how terrible the circumstance may be, there is good to be found. And our job as light workers, as people of faith, as people who are working on our own prosperity, you know, however, wherever you fit along that spectrum, our job is to appreciate and not let a single blessing go unappreciated.
Mm-hmm.
That's our job, to make ourselves aware and to make that choice, because this is the way to live the happy life. This is the way to develop and grow and achieve those things we want.
Indeed. I'm just looking at the clock.
So if you have any last questions, folks, you can always PM us or email us. Do go to theangelladies.com, join the newsletter list. It is free. And you will find out when we come together to do prosperity work, and
yes,
you will be welcome.
We have had a couple of questions around when we're running the course again, or the 12-week course. Probably not till the fall. We'll probably start it up in September. If you want to be included, you're welcome to do so. There is a charge for that one.
Yes, there is.
But there isn't a time, unless you choose. Oh,
speaking of prosperity.
Speaking of prosperity, there goes.
Okay,
point.
So Saved by the Bell.
It's a wedding. So, and do join us on Monday nights, Blog Talk Radio, the same Spirit of Love Network. We have the Angel Lady Show at 8 o'clock.
So sorry. So we'll say goodnight, everybody.
We'll say goodnight, and I'll go answer the wedding call. Thank you for joining us. So funny. Oh, it's music to go out by.